Welcome to Beer Untapped with Terry Miller. One of the great things about having a hometown brewery is the fact that you can take fresh beer home with you, and there are a couple of ways to do that. Beer to go on today's show. Seth Cook of Wood Mike's Brewing in Brookings.
One of the coolest things about craft beer, and one of the coolest things about the 6,000, 7,000 local breweries, is that they have the ability to package their beers in basically on-demand containers so that you can zip off with them. The first and probably most traditional way is called the growler, G-R-O-W-L-E-R, growler. And that signifies a brown jug, usually brown.
Occasionally clear.
Occasionally clear.
Never understood that.
Sometimes stainless steel if you get a little fancy. This is an old school way of doing it. It was fun because when we started the pub in 2013, I think, as we first opened our doors, we filled the very first growlers in the city of Brookings. And people would come in and just ask us for beer. Do we have bottles? And we say we have growlers, and it's a half-gallon container. And it was fun at the time because it was a new introduction. It was an introduction to a lot of folks for beer to go. The growler's great because you can have really any selection you want. So it's tap beer to go.
It's fresh.
And it's fresh. So the best thing about pub tap beer, you know, and then I'll speak for Wooden Legs, is that we never filter, we never pasteurize, and we don't formally package, so that the beer that you're going to get is fresh, it's good. That means that if you take a growler home of fresh beer, make sure you take care of it. So that's the caveat here. You're taking live beer home. So make sure that that doesn't get warm. Make sure the lid stays on tight. Throw it in your fridge. They'll last a while in your fridge if they remain sealed.
I wouldn't go more than a week, but that's me.
I wouldn't either, nor do they ever hardly have a chance to go more than a week around my house. I have had people that have had growlers in their fridge for a couple weeks and without being touched, and they say they're perfectly fine. I don't condone that, but your mileage may vary based on what the style of beer is. So once that thing gets cracked open, though, that's when we're going to start a countdown timer. We say drink in about 24 hours. You got about a day. We will refill growlers. Most brew pubs will. Here's what I would tell you, though. Once you're done drinking out of it, rinse it with really hot water and let it drip dry. You don't really need a detergent. As long as you get that thing rinsed really well and get it flipped upside down so it dries out, we can fill that up again next time.
In part two, we look at the crowler. That's coming up right after this.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer rye. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer rye.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk beer to go. In the first half, we looked at the original method, the growler. Now Seth Cook of Wood Mike's Brewing in Brookings turns to something newer, the crowler.
So the crowler, now this is confusing because the word is actually C-R-O-W-L-E-R. And of course, it's a canned growler, so the crowler.
It's just a big can of beer.
The crowler is a tall boy for craft beers. It's a big old can of beer.
32 ounces. They vary a little. Some 28 ounces or something, I think.
The official crowler comes from Oscar Blues, and that's what we have here at the pub. There's a bunch of other crowler suppliers, but crowlers originated from Oscar Blues, and we actually have their crowler machine and their crowler cans.
They invented the concept.
We actually signed an agreement to be able to call it a crowler. You have to sign an agreement that you're using the official cans and the official machine. So I guess officially we have crowlers. But it's cool because these can be filled on demand as well. What we do at the pub, because it's in a can, it actually lasts a little bit longer because it's not a screw on top, because it's a press sealed aluminum top. So what we'll do is we'll fill a handful of these during the week so that you don't have to wait for it to be filled when you come in. And we'll date them. These will actually last much longer in the fridge unopened. I've even heard people lasting months. I don't think I've ever had one in my fridge last a month, but that's on me.
I don't even like a typical canned beer that long,
right,
to sit around that long. So, you know, whatever your normal drinking, if you have it for a month, no big deal.
These are a little more tolerant of some warmer temperatures, but I certainly wouldn't warm them up. Like, I wouldn't leave them in a car.
And you can sure throw them in a cooler.
Right, and you can throw them in a cooler. I still, with all craft beer, I would never let it get warm beyond 50 degrees just because it serves better when you preserve it.
And I try to keep them upright if I can.
Yeah, and I would keep them upright.
Finally, don't forget, it is Hobo Week. Hobo Day fan cakes at Wood Mike's Saturday morning and the return of a favorite Saturday.
Bringing back for one day only the hobo dog, which is a huge
the hobo dog,
which is a huge hot dog with chili and cheese and corn chips underneath. It always gets a little crazy on hobo day for us to keep up in the kitchen all the time, which is fine. And we've always found that the hobo dog has been a wild hit because it's a plate of food. It goes good with the beer. It's usually good on the fall. They're quick to make and they're scrumptious. So I think for one day only, we might be bringing the hobo dog back.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.